Your reaction then, you must be, and the boys must be really pleased to have got that win.
Yeah, definitely. At half time, the result was in doubt. We weren't our best first half. We knew we were going to have to put that right second half. And we, you know, we went to do that straight from the offset. And put right our wrongs in the second half and did enough to win the game. So they're through to the next round, and that was the objective for the start of the night.
They'd drawn their last two games 3-3, hadn't they? So you guys had enough to break them down, whereas Newcastle and Blackburn, I think it was, didn't.
Yeah, no, and I think we were, you know, one of our key points today was our finishing. I thought our finishing was at a good level. We still could have had a few more, but that forward play, when we did work the ball into the final third, we were dangerous. Some of our build-up play could have been better, but our final third play, we always looked as if we had goals in us.
Okay, I mean, Glenn's and DJ's finishes, I suppose, sum that up, don't they? I mean, DJ's in particular, he took that really well, didn't he?
Yeah, no, it was a very good goal. And he does that in training. He scores lots and lots of goals in training, all types of goals. So he has got an array of finishing. And he used that today at a real crucial time for us.
Okay, and this competition topped the group, and some big clubs already through to the next round. So I guess that is something that is another sort of... what's the word? Feather in the cap for the academy, really?
Yeah, it's the first time the 21s or 23s this club has ever got through to the quarterfinals. So that's a really good achievement. Mm-hmm. The squad, you know, should be pleased with it. It's not easy to do at all. You're playing against, you know, top European teams and top domestic teams. And I think we're in good company. And we're with Manchester United, Atletico Bilbao, Dynamo Zagreb. You know, you're talking FC Porto. You know, you're talking... good company for Norwich City to be keeping. So no, certainly an achievement with the academy.
A few little injury problems for you to contend with. Conor McGrandles, what was his problem? He looked pretty upset, anyone else?
Yeah, it's the first time Conor's played two games in quick succession since he's come back from his double leg break. So he was just feeling a little bit of soreness on his shins. It's too early to really say how that will look going forward. We'll have to see how it shows up tomorrow, but it's one that we hope won't be too serious.
Okay, and Matt as well, he looked pretty jarred off to have to go off as well. Was it a hamstring thing? It was a big clearance just before, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think hopefully Matt managed to catch it just before it's kind of totally gone. Okay. We're not sure yet because it is still a little bit sore. But hopefully we managed to catch that one before it went. But as I say, tomorrow we'll show more on all three of those injuries. Same with Carlton.
Yeah.
Hopefully his isn't anything too bad because he put in a real good performance again for us tonight. And I'd be devastated for him if, you know, that meant that he was out for a long period of time.
Yeah, James Maddison is a heck of a player to be able to call on for an under-23s game. Obviously been playing a lot for Aberdeen this year. How impressed were you with him? And the talent is quite obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got real quality on the ball. I think every time the ball comes to him, it looks like something's going to happen. His passing in behind their back four is always going to hurt them. He's the type of player that if you're playing against him, you don't want him on the half turn in the final third, because it's pretty much inevitable he's going to hurt you.
And set pieces as well. He's got a cracking corner, isn't he?
Yeah. And he works hard on set pieces. I see him practicing loads just when he's at the club. Stays out after he's practicing his free kicks, practicing all his kind of dead ball situations. So, you know, he's obviously worked hard on those throughout his career, and it shows.
And going back to Matt, he was, after a little bit of a slow start to the game, he was really getting the better of his fullback, wasn't he? So I guess everyone at the club would be hoping it's not too much of a setback for him.
Yeah, definitely. He did certainly got the better of his fullback. When we came in at half time, it was one of the things that was identified was that, yeah, Matt's got the beat of his fullback, that's feeling the ball. And I think his delivery, put in four good balls, I think we scored off two of them. And so he's that kind of experience when he has been as a man to know the type of delivery that was needed. Really sure.
A word for Glenn when he came on. I mean, he nearly scored straight away, didn't he? And then obviously scored a very important goal, but he looked very dangerous throughout the whole time. Yeah. Has he bulked up a little bit perhaps as well?
He worked hard in the off-season over Christmas, as all the boys did, to be fair. And he did well last time we played Aston Villa. They'd have been scared of him. We played him last time and he scored one and made one. Managed to beat him 2-1 on that night. So as soon as he came on today, yeah, he would have been feeling good about coming on against them, and I think they'd have been scared of him, and he showed that, he showed why. You know, I think what was quite pleasing was he got his first chance through going kind of in behind, and then his second chance from kind of pulling back, so showing kind of two different types of movements.
Okay. I know he didn't get on the pitch today, but Todd Kenmore back on the bench, so his injury problems cleared up now.
Yeah,
back on track.
Todd, but unfortunately, I was going to try and get Todd some minutes on the pitch today, but how the injuries kind of fell, it didn't quite work for him. Because he was going to get a few minutes today and then look to hopefully start our next game. So hopefully Fulham, if he carries on his improvement, we should be able to get him back in the Norwich shirt.
Okay, and just finally, you wanted to put an end to this sort of bad run of results, and you've done that tonight. You've got another game at Colney on Monday, is it, against Fulham? So more of the same, I suppose, will be the message to the players, will it?
Yeah, I think we need to get a bit more consistency in our game. I think we had a spell kind of halfway through the first part of the year of kind of 8 to 10 games when we were really consistent results-wise, but a lot more consistent in our play. At the moment, we're just a little bit open. So we'll be looking to tighten ourselves up a little bit, tighten up our passing a little bit, tighten up our shape a little bit, get a little bit of consistency and build on what we've done today.
But maybe need a little bit more aggression defensively then? Or
just tighter, tighter marking, keeping the spaces a little bit more condensed, making sure we're winning the first and second balls, and then making sure our passes and our ball retention is at the level it needs to be.